Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want as we launch into another week of fun here on the radio. 800-259-9231 and on the internet as well at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you are invited to join us again on the phones, 800-259-9231, wherein you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of this program. Or, of course, online, freetalklive.com. The main feature of our website, actually created by listeners like you, all of the content there is thanks to you for going and submitting it to the site, and then others like you and you voting on the different stuff that you like or the stuff you dislike. So you can go and do that over at freetalklive.com. Of course, this past weekend, daylight savings time, did it hit now? Are we in daylight savings time, or were we in daylight savings
time? How is it you don't know this?
I don't know. All I know is you fall back and you spring forward. That's all I know.
That's all I know, too.
Yeah.
But you don't have to know, but I'm wondering how you're functioning now for a day going on 2 days now without having checked.
I want to know where the daylight is that they are saving.
It's in the morning when we're all sleeping. this makes no sense. The whole clock design really was for farmers in the first place. It doesn't make any sense.
During the Depression.
It came along then. It was prior to that for World War I, and then I think the United States government reinstituted it in World War II. But it's basically a state function.
To enable electricity to be saved?
That's the idea, but I mean, what saves electricity?
Hawaii does not participate in that, and neither does part or all of Arizona, right?
Yeah, I believe the Navajo Nation does, but Arizona itself doesn't.
And Indiana used to not participate, and now most of Indiana does, but the northwestern corner still is off or something like that.
Something like that.
Or maybe they're central time up there. There are some oddball places, but
they're odd. They're the ones that are odd.
Well, it seems that way, right? Because they're the odd man out. But.
Well, this just kind of goes to show how difficult it is not to participate in a government program. If I decided I wanted to opt out of daylight savings time, I suppose I could do it. I could go and tell my phone, stop taking the time that the cell tower is giving
you. I don't think you could tell that. You tell your phone that? I can't tell my phone that.
I think maybe I could. I'm not 100% sure. But even if I set all the clocks in my house and then just, you know, mentally did the thing with my phone, I said, I'm not switching. Like, the whole world would be going around, and it would be an hour before, an hour after, whatever it is.
So you'd be on time for half the year, but not the other
half.
Right,
it'd just be very confusing.
But the whole world doesn't participate in this, though.
No, it doesn't.
Right,
which makes
but I only do
more
business
confusing.
In New England, basically, or, you know, with people across the United States. It would be very difficult to set appointments. Look, I'm actually in Eastern time zone, but just call me Central because I'm not participating in daylight savings time. So then you have to explain why you're nuts, right? It confuses the crap out of people. It's just, I remember, I know what it's like trying to make, that's Indiana, let's see, which time zone, what time is it over there? I don't know.
Well, now, let's say a state government decided to go and remove itself from daylight savings time.
Yes.
Then maybe that would be something, I mean, sure, they would be looked at as weird initially, but maybe that would help spur other states into joining the, you know, joining in, and also,
well, you think you're going to get Indiana to come back?
Yeah.
I mean, they've just recently switched over. I think that the daylight savings time is largely lost. I hate it. It annoys me. It's really dumb. I mean, the whole country just is in an uproar for a period of days twice a year. There's no reason for it. It just confuses people, but somehow or another, it just keeps plugging along.
The interesting thing is I would want it to be, let's see, I would want it to stay as it is and not spring forward. Because think about the daylight right now. It's going to be dark at 3:30 in the afternoon soon, 4 o'clock.
Right. Well, actually,
I don't know that I can handle it.
You don't want to fall back is really the issue. Because we had another hour in the evening. Right. And that's the other thing it does is it confuses people. We had another longer hour in the evening. Indeed. Now it's starting. It'll get at the darkest time, December the 21st, it'll be dark at 4 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Now, that's only for us here in New Hampshire. If you live further south, that's not
true. There are people that live farther north.
That's true.
And they still participate in this stuff. I mean, what in the world do I want it to be light at 6 o'clock in the morning for when it's dark at 3:30 in the afternoon?
Can you imagine the Inuit? It's only light 2 hours of the day.
And then they can't sleep. And then they can't sleep the rest of the, when it's all light all the time.
Who did come up with this, Mark? Don't you have a history of daylight savings time to tell us?
So, daylight savings time, a source of confusion and misery for many, will strike again this weekend. The idea of course, this is from last week. The idea of resetting clocks forward an hour in the spring and back an hour in the fall was first suggested by Benjamin Franklin in his essay, An Economical Project for the Diminishing of the Cost of Light, which was published in the Journal de Paris in April 1784. Franklin's suggestion was largely overlooked until it was brought up again in 1907 by the Englishman William Willett, who penned a pamphlet called The Waste of Daylight. Although the British House of Commons rejected Willett's proposal to advance the clock 1 hour in the spring and back in the autumn in 1908, British summer time was introduced to the Parliament in 1916. It took him 8 years to get this done. Many of the countries changed their clocks when adjusting to summertime, but the United States only began doing so towards the end of World War I in an attempt to conserve energy. The House of Representatives voted to pass the law to save daylight, with the official first daylight savings time taking place on March the 15th, 1918. This was initially met with much resistance, according to Michael Downing, the author of the book Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Savings Time. When the Congress poked its finger into the face of every clock in the country, millions of Americans winced, Downing wrote. United by a determination to beat back the big hand of government, daylight savings time opponents raised holy hell, vowing to return the nation to real time, normal time, farm time, sun time, and the time they like to think of as God's time.
Looks like they failed.
Despite the public outcry, government officials enforced the time change until 1919, it's only a year later, and allowed the state and local governments to decide whether to continue to participate. It was reinstituted during World War II, but again, after the war, the decision fell back to the states. In fact, even when Congress officially made the time change a law under the Uniform Time Act of 1966, it only stated that if the public decided to observe daylight savings time, it must do so uniformly. Hawaii and Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Reservation, still chooses not to partake in the convention, as do some U.S. territories, including American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico, they got plenty of sunlight. What do they care? Originally, the clocks were sprung forward on the last Sunday. Who cares when it was done? But this is basically the history of it. You know, it's done by your state. It's not a federal government thing. These politicians believe that they control time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you really got to wonder if a little place like New Hampshire or Vermont or some state like this, it could really. It's one thing if it's Arizona. A much larger geographic area, but a small geographic area, people where I live and work in the tri-state area. They're in Massachusetts, they're in Vermont, they're mm-hmm. all over.
Oh, it's annoying. It's really just, from my perspective as the programmer of LRN.FM, my little internet network, we just brought on Free Oz Radio on Friday nights. It's an hour-long show coming from Queensland, Australia. And
they don't do this dumb stuff.
No. Well, actually, that's not true. They do have a daylight savings time there, but some of the parts of Australia do and some don't. So just like here, there's some that do and don't. And I think it's their part of Australia that does not participate. If I'm recalling my conversation with him correctly, because I asked him, well, what time are we going to be on, or what time are you going to be on when it's 10 o'clock Eastern time here, what time is it going to be there? He said, well, it's going to be noon to 1 until the 7th, and then it'll be 1 to 2. And so, like, he actually has to change the time at which, when the year changes or when that time of year goes by, he actually has to adjust the time of day at which he does his show in order to be on at the same time here on the East Coast. And that's got to be really annoying for a radio program director in Arizona that wants to take Free Talk Live, because half of the year we're on from 4 to 7, and then the other half of the year we're on an hour different. That's got to be annoying, you know, to have to go in there and basically make changes to all of your programming logs every 6 months. It's really
throws everything
irritating.
Off.
Yeah. There's this neat little thing called Universal Time, and I don't see why everyone shouldn't be on that.
Universal time plus 7 or whatever, right?
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's StatewayAuto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Don't forget, the features include listening options, so you can tune in via our broadband stream or dial-up stream. We also have listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, plus our webcam, as well as our satellite channel and more. You can go and get the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI. Mark, what is SACL CAI?
It's a collections company. They do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. If you have a company and, you know, you're not really enjoying doing the accounts receivable end of it, SACL CAI can take care of it for you. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. Jason Osborne, the principal over there, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started out by discussing the daylight savings time changes that went in over into effect over this this weekend. And folks, if you haven't set your clocks back by now, it's a good time to do so. And so let's go to the phones and to the fun and go all the way over to Australia. As I mentioned, Free Oz Radio started recently on LRN.FM, and there's some weird time things that have to go on there because, Jeremy, where you are in Queensland, you don't observe daylight savings time. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the only state in Australia that doesn't have daylight saving time, and I absolutely hate not having daylight savings time.
You hate not having
it? Sucks.
Because?
Yeah, because... we live about as close to the equator, our state is about as close to the equator as Florida, I think. And so, especially with a two-year-old son, without having the clocks go forward in summer, it ends up getting light at about 5:30 in the morning. I think the sun comes up at like 4:30 or 5. And, of course, so children all adjust to that, whereas the rest of us aren't changing our clocks. Actually, we did I don't know if you could really call it civil disobedience because it's not against the law, but my wife and I just changed our clocks last year, even though nobody else did.
How confusing was that for you?
Everybody, my friends all thought we were so weird, but it wasn't confusing at all. What it meant was that actually I got to be an hour late to work, and they thought I was on time.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Real advantage.
Because when I was meant to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, but on my clock it said 10 o'clock when I got there.
So you're saying it's good. Daylight savings time is good because kids don't wake up as early.
Actually, yeah, it is because of the clock on the wall says an hour later when they wake up. They of course wake up at exactly the same time.
Hmm.
But for us. It just reminded us to go to bed a little bit earlier because he was going to wake up earlier.
Jeremy, could I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about, and if I use the wrong word, I apologize, but what about the Aborigines? Is there a, you say Queensland is the only area of Australia that does not change its clock. What about the native areas? And
do they do it?
Well, there aren't really reservations here like there are American Indian reservations, so but I have no idea. I'd assume that pretty much they change the clocks just like the rest of
maybe they don't have clocks.
A lot of Aborigines actually live a little bit more on the land and whatever and don't bother so much with being here and there at a certain time.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
Do they pay taxes?
But I think they do. If they work a normal job, that they'll take the taxes out. But I don't know. It's hard to say. While they don't have reservations or anything like that, they don't generally come into the normal community that often unless they are doing street performances and stuff like that for tourists.
Hmm. Jeremy, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Go on.
Oh, I was just going to say that actually I prefer the time when you change the clock, when you do change the clocks ahead for summer, which is what's called daylight saving time. Actually, we don't need to change the clocks twice a year. If we just bump the clocks to the normal summertime and just keep that all year round, that would be perfect for me. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jeremy.
I think you're right. I think that it's it's daylight time during the summer. So we're currently on...
It's daylight savings time during the summer?
I think that it may be. I think he may be right. Is that correct,
How
Jeremy?
How do I know? Oh, he's gone.
I'll have to check this out during the break now that it's been stepped upon. But I think that it's actually now Eastern Standard Time where we are, but it moves into Eastern Daylight time
during
in the spring. If I'm not mistaken. But, Couldn't tell you for sure.
1-800-259-9231. Actually, according to, I think this is the article you had, Mark. I got it from freetalklive.com, visibly.com, I believe is the website. According to them, DST begins in April. So you're correct.
Yeah.
So daylight savings time begins in the spring.
So they're trying to take the hour extra daylight that they have in the morning and then tack it on to the end of the day. And I suppose that makes a certain amount of sense, but, you know, it's so awful what it does the standard time, to life here in the winter.
All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight, 800-259-9231. Michelle, you had a property rights issue that you've been talking about during the break, and I think it's something worth bringing up on the air, if you don't mind.
Yes, I had this delightful conversation with some local cafe owners in New Hampshire who actually were unaware of the Free State Project, and as I like to do, we started chatting, and half an hour or so into it, one of the gals said, "Oh, I have a property rights question for you." And then she recounted how her neighbor, or a friend of hers, actually, I'm sorry, has a neighbor with lots of animals,
mm-hmm.
chickens, rabbits, whatever, I'm not quite sure, maybe horses even.
And we're talking about a part of New Hampshire that is not urban, right? This is a farmland area.
Farmland area, yeah. Right. And in any case, although, you know, it's everywhere is pretty rural here.
Mostly.
And in any case, the neighbor, the smell of their animals wafts into the house of this person that was complaining. And it's been going on for some time. And this gal was asking me about it. She said, "What do you think my friend should do?" And I said, "Well, first of all, has your friend confronted the neighbor or, you know, gone over and asked what... possibly the neighbor doesn't even know if the wind blows in the opposite direction of you know, their own kitchen or whatever, then they wouldn't have the smells in their house." And she said, "No, he hasn't."
Well, yeah, this is one thing, and I don't know if this is a new or common thing, but it is. It seems to me that people are just scared to talk to their neighbors about issues that they're having. They'd mm-hmm. rather just call somebody who will go and talk to them. And then they have.
I reject that. Categorically.
What, that people, what part do you reject?
I reject the idea that people are, that they don't do it because they're scared. They don't do it because they're gutless and they can depend upon the government, well, like this woman who said.
What's the difference between gutless and scared?
Oh, I think scared, I think you can go on a roller coaster and be fearful because you're, you know, adrenaline's going, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that you're gutless. You're on the roller coaster.
Okay,
right?
Well, gutless, I suppose, is what I was trying to say. You know, that they really should take these issues into their own hands. But let's talk about let's extrapolate on the possibilities here. What happens if you do go talk to the neighbor? He says, "Screw you, get off my land."
Yeah, let's talk about neighborly relations. And, of course, if you've got a story that you'd like to tie into this discussion, you're welcome to do so at 800-259-9231, or you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there on how to do so. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. It's for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. You know, you could use this for if you need testimony, you need to have some kind of recorded evidence if you get into an accident, that kind of thing too. I think this thing pays for itself relatively quickly. freedomcam.net.
All right, so talking about property rights and how to deal with neighbors who might be doing something that is less than desirable to you. And, Michelle, you are specifically referring to a situation in which you've had a discussion with somebody who has a neighbor, or have a friend who has a neighbor. Has a really stinky yard because they've got a bunch of farm animals there.
Correct.
And the neighbor is upset about this.
Understandably.
Right, and they're considering, well, is it understandable? I don't know, Mark, because you live in a place where it's pretty much a farmland location.
More rural.
And I've been out there before, and as you drive down the road, you get that huge whiff of cow stink. because there are dairy farms in the nearby vicinity.
And I've got to say, I like it. I grew up in a country. I grew up in a country area. To me, the smell of a dairy,
like home, huh?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I find it comforting. I take a big lungful of the country air. I am happy with the smell of a dairy. Yeah, I really am.
I like the idea of living out in the woods, but if I have to smell that, that's a deal breaker.
I'm with Ian.
So many people are, and we from the country say good.
Right, it keeps people out, right? So I, it's hard for me to feel bad for these folks because, hey, you moved out into the woods. There are farms out there.
And now you're bringing your little your city sensibilities with you.
Yeah, there are. You should have known that there would be there's a chance you could have moved next to a farm, or that you're in general farmland style area, and that beasts are stinky. And if you didn't know these things when you lived in the city, well, buyer beware. Too bad. What can you do about that? I mean, even if you do go talk to the neighbors, hey, your animals stink, give them a bath. I mean, what can you? There's
right.
Something. There's nothing you can do about that smell, is there?
I think that there's a moral sort of level amount of animals that you can have on a given piece of land. And I wouldn't know whether these people have crossed that. I don't even know what that threshold is for what types of animals. But I think that you can have too many.
Less than we're on the ark.
I think you can have too many animals in too small of an area.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's a relativistic opinion thing.
Is.
So my concern, though, about the conversation was that the neighbor, the person who is complaining, their solution, having never gone to their neighbor and asked them if they were aware that the smell was coming down, or invited them over for a meal and said, that's not my cooking you're smelling.
take a lungful of that lusty dairy goodness.
Their first way of dealing with it is they are going to report them anonymously to the police.
That's horrible. It's
that
cowardly.
Is very upsetting to me because there's no neighborliness involved. And the fact that you would be so lazy to not confront, or confront is such an aggressive word in this case. I'm talking.
Have a chat,
exactly, with your neighbor.
I agree completely, and this has happened to me a few years ago. I had this man show up from the city thug show up at my house and threaten me over a couch that was allegedly in my lawn, and I didn't even know there was a couch in my lawn. I own a duplex.
I know that this doesn't sound right to people, but I can tell you that I was here. I actually, when I first moved here, Ian, I lived with you
for about a month or so. Yeah,
yeah, in your third bedroom. I lived here and didn't know that couch was there.
Yeah, and that couch was there pretty much from the very moment we got here, because it apparently was originally the tenants that were in the side of the house that we moved into, and they apparently tried to give it to the other tenants who lived in the other side, and they didn't want it, so they
just
put it
indoors.
They just put it in the yard, and I had no idea it was there. It was a green couch, kind of blended in with the lawn. It just never really registered with me.
It just sounds like such a ludicrous story, but it's true.
And so this guy shows up and threatens me over it, and you need to move the couch or else. And my response was no. Or else they're going to hurt me. So my response was, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll move the couch. I'm more than willing to move the couch if whoever the anonymous complainant was would come and talk to me like a big girl. Because he did say it was a she. That much I did know. Talk to me like an adult. Talk to me like a neighbor would talk to me. Come up to my front door, knock, introduce yourself, and then tell me what the issue is. And then I'll go ahead and remove the couch. But until then, no, I'm not going to do it. It ended up going into court, and I ended up going to jail over it. And then after that, I went ahead and moved the couch because I didn't want to go to jail much after that.
I would have turned it into a work of art and had pots around it and had an outdoor living room set up.
They should do that.
They didn't like it being upholstered was their issue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if it were bare.
So,
right, if it was just wood and springs, it would be okay.
My point being, it totally happened to me. And it turns out the woman, I actually found out who it was. During the trial, I asked as a cross-examination question to the agent that came to threaten me. I asked him who the complaining party was, and he did not want to reveal it. He looked over at the man in the robe, and to the robe man's credit, he did make that guy answer the question, and I found out who it was. A city bureaucrat, one of the local city planners, actually was the one that filed the complaint in the first place.
Did you write her a letter or anything?
I wrote her an open letter on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this was after he had, shortly after, like a week and a half or something after he had called in while she was on the radio, and we'd given her a little bit of a hard time because of her grand vision for the city of Keene and how, of course, everybody has to follow her grand vision.
You mean it was a week after that when the complaint came in?
That's correct. So it was essentially retaliation for...
Could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Her not liking what you said on the radio.
So, but I agree with you completely. I mean, all it would have taken would have been a neighborly conversation to work toward getting something like that remedied. And even if I had been a stubborn, obstinate jerk and refused to move the couch, even if she'd come over and spoken to me, at least then she would have gone through that process and have not involved the government. When it was completely, it probably in many cases, totally unnecessary to involve the government in many of these neighbor disputes. So it's really just something that people do, I think, because they're trained to. They're told when they're growing up that if you've got a problem, you go to the government and you tell them about it, because that's what they do. They solve problems. But it's not true. They don't really solve problems. They create more problems than they solve.
Well, in the instance where the couch was concerned, if I were the city planner, say, and I thought that was an eyesore, I would probably come and offer to remove the couch and say, you know, if you're not using that, do you mind if I take that? $10 to dump it over at Peterborough Dump is all. $10.
Well, now they've passed a law here in Keene that says you have to dump everything in the Keene dump, or at least if you're a company, if you're a garbage removal company, they're now forcing them to use the monopoly dump rather than letting folks go elsewhere. That's a good idea, Michelle, but then you know, it's not really your responsibility to take care of people's yards. Then what if you spoil people?
If I was the person complaining.
Right, but what if you start spoiling them? All right, we'll just throw our trash out in the side yard, and then Michelle will come over and offer us cash to take it away.
I would love it if they'd offer me cash to take it away.
No. I thought you were offering them the money. You were just offering to take it away.
I'm offering to take it away for the $10 to dump it, or whatever it costs to dump it. You know, as
meaning they would give you $10 and you take it away?
Sure.
I see. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Have you had any of these neighborly issues, and were you able to solve yours without going to the government? Or did going to the government perhaps make things worse? Now, what's your story? This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Achoo! Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Free, get freetalklive.com, and you can also dial in 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a neighbor story where you have had a conflict or someone you know has had a conflict with their neighbor. Has it been resolved without the use of government? Or maybe you brought the government, or somebody brought the government into the situation, and that actually made things worse.
Right. And you see, and that's, I think, that probably what people don't really get about this scenario, and I've seen it happen more than one time, is that you just want your neighbor to behave themselves. You're scared to go over there, or gutless is the term that Michelle used, and I'll give you that. And I felt the same way. I have felt the same way. I understand completely. And so you choose not to go over there, and for whatever reason, you call the cops to handle the situation, or whatever bureaucracy is supposed to handle it, just to give them a friendly little, you know, nudge in the right direction. Well, they know who called. Come on. Or they're going to guess. And it's going to likely be the, who's ever within one to two houses around them. The first level of influence is going to be the closest houses. The second level is the next closest.
In my case, it was a lady that was way down the street.
Yes, and you didn't know who did it. But I'm just saying that those are the people that they're going to guess. It's usually the adjacent neighbors that have the biggest problem, the abutters. So, they're going to find out that sometimes the cops will just tell. You never know if the bureaucrats are just going to give your name. Oh, yeah, well, you know, Mrs. Smith down the road said that you're being a real jerk or whatever. You never know what they're going to say. So when this will happen, and then what they've done is they've created an enemy. So everybody does something wrong when it comes to the government. That's how they operate. So then the government, then those people will begin to use the government against you in retaliation.
They'll start to look for ways that they can go after you.
Oh, my God, their grass is too long. What are they? They're not allowed to encroach on the sidewalk. Wait, that bush is too high. Whatever it is that they'll say, it depends on where you are, and there's always these rules that you don't know. They'll use them on you.
That's horrible. And it's what happens because it's basically the cycle of abuse, the cycle of violence, where violence begets violence. And I know that people, when they think of the government, they don't always think of violence. They don't make that connection. They think, well, it's the government. We're supposed to call the police when there's an issue. But that's, you're just calling in men with guns. That's really all you're doing is you're calling in men who have guns and are willing to use them. Agents of force, and have virtually no accountability for the force that they end up using. And it's got to be the worst possible way to deal with a neighborly issue.
It's lazy.
Yes, it is.
I despise it. It's lazy. And abdicating that responsibility, is apathy, and I think it's really the root of so many of our problems.
Let's go to the phones and the fun, see what you think. Larry is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Oh, hi, guys and gal.
Hey there.
I got an interesting story for you. I lived in Ohio next to a gentleman. I think something must have fell on his head or something, because when I first moved in, nice guy, all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, he got weird. He would start laying lead pipes along the property line, so I wouldn't be able to mow with my lawnmower and blow grass into his lawn. I thought, okay, I just picked them up because they're kind of my line, and I threw them away. Well, he retaliated and put little tent stakes just high enough where they would hit my lawnmower tires. Unfortunately, I lost my temper because he was out there, and we exchanged several nice, all kinds of neat little vocabulary words.
Sure.
I just got fed up. I said, screw it, I'm going to go in the house. I'm just going to put up a nice big fence, and the heck with it. All of a sudden, here comes Mr. Government Man banging on the door, old county sheriff. He goes, excuse me, can I come in and talk to you? I said, I learned back in college, when a police officer asks to come into your house, the answer is no.
No.
Step outside. I step outside. He goes, you had an altercation with your neighbor. Da-da. I said, yeah, we argued back. We yelled back and forth. He begins to read me my rights. He goes, do you understand your rights? I said, sir, I don't understand my rights without my lawyer standing here explaining each and every one of them to me.
Hmm.
He goes, what? Well, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to,
shouldn't have read the rights then, you know?
Yeah. I go, we could talk this out. Hey, long story short, he ended up trying to sue me being a public nuisance, and I had to do the same back.
For mowing your grass?
For mowing my grass and blowing the clippings on his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't come to me. He had to try and make it difficult for me to try to make my lawn presentable. But some of these folks are just whack.
Well, indeed. So he put the lead pipes on your portion of the lawn in order.
He put them on right on the property line, and
okay.
Fortunately, they kind of rolled onto my side. I just kind of picked them up and just threw them in the garage. I figured, okay, he'll come over, ask for them back, and we'll talk it out. But now he goes and puts them the tent stakes up. When the whole thing finally cleared, it cost me close to about $6,000 to put up a vinyl fence and just fence in my yard on all sides. And now he's all upset because he can't see what's going on in my yard.
Oh, jeez.
As opposed to just weird.
Well, yeah, the world's full of them, no doubt.
Did it occur to you to handle it a little differently? Like, for example, offer to mow his yard for him?
Well, I asked him about it once. I said, you know, would you want me to mow your lawn? Or he had a walnut tree, and blue walnuts all over the place. I said, hey, would you mind if I could pick these up? He would sneak over in the middle of the night and pick the walnuts. But the guy obviously had a mental problem. You know, he always had that one neighborhood, that one the guy in the neighborhood, and he always lives next to you. That was mine.
Thanks for the story, Larry. Anything else you want to share?
I can say good fences make good neighbors.
In many cases, it's true. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
And this is another thing that people need to understand when they call the law to solve their problems, is you don't understand what the repercussions are going to be. You think that all that's going to happen is the lawman's going to go over there and he's going to talk real nice to this person and present your problem the way that, you know, you would like to see it presented. You just don't have to deal with it. But instead, the sheriff goes over and reads this man his rights. He thought that he was being arrested. No wonder the situation escalated. And finally, what did it end up in? A big vinyl fence for your view, pal. And this is kind of how it goes. When you think about solving your problem with the cops, you need to step back and think again. Like, there might be a better way to handle this.
Start talking to people. If you can't think of it yourself, reach out to some of your friends. What would you do in this situation? And anybody that says call the cops, ignore that suggestion and try to get a more creative solution. You're always welcome to call in here, and we'll run down some options for you, too.
I'm not saying that there's never a time in you know, a life to call police. I just think that you never know what it's going to be like. You never know how it's going to end up for you.
The only time I've ever had occasion to call the police where I actually followed through was when I was living in Nashville, and a couple of years ago someone came into my home at 2:30 in the morning, and I called the police, and I lived in downtown Nashville, surrounded on three sides by like the projects, mm-hmm. you know, within this really nice little neighborhood, and it took them 22 minutes to arrive, and when they got there, there was only one officer. By law, they have to have two to pull you over for a speeding ticket.
Really?
But there was one there, or maybe it's just by tradition, but yes, always, and came up, did not have his gun drawn or did not have his lights going, nothing. He came up as though he were
just poking around,
and that was that. 22 minutes.
Yeah, so. I mean, if whoever the intruder was wanted you to be hurt, then you would have been possibly dead 21 minutes prior
Correct.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, when you want something done as far as defending yourself, you can't count on those guys.
No.
I think that they're, you know... that there are times that it's the right thing to do.
Which time?
Well, I can tell you that most of the instances when I've dealt with the law, it has been pleasant. That, you know, that it's just worked out for me. Maybe I'm lucky, or maybe it's common. I don't know, but I've certainly read enough stories where it's gone poorly at the same time. But if you've got a situation where your house has been burglarized, if you want your insurance to pay it off, you need a police report. You know, mm-hmm. So you got to call them, and that's what you got to do.
Right.
Let's continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Jeremy's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy
hey,
in
guys.
Alaska. Hey, what's on your mind?
It sure is nice to hear Julia on the line again.
Julia is not here. It's Michelle.
Hi,
oh,
Jeremy.
Michelle. My bad. Nice to hear you on the line, Michelle.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Good one, Jeremy. You just brought up the ex-girlfriend with the new girlfriend.
I thought that... It was,
just kidding.
I thought it was a flame dame, and it was you two that were having the thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was I wanted to share with you guys something an old Native American said about, time saving or whatever.
Here Daylight savings time. Okay, go ahead.
When told the reason... For daylight saving time, the old Indian said only the government would believe that you could cut a foot off the top of a blanket and sew it at the bottom and have a longer blanket.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If anybody understands what the government really is, it certainly are the Indians. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got more coming up here. Of course, your calls are the primary element. If you make them, hour number two is next. And this is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.